Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Schwendinger, who is Cass County Naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
And Laura, you have a monarch event coming up that we want to talk about.
Yes, we usually do a lot of monarch programs in September or getting close to September. And that's because the monarchs that are out and about right now are going to be flying to Mexico. And so it's part of a citizen science project that is through the University of Kansas that as many monarchs as we can tag, hopefully some of them get found in Mexico.
They're preparing for a long, unbelievable trip.
Yes, and so we hold a couple different programs. We want to try to reach everybody either, you know, through, you know, some of their difficulties with their schedule or just maybe even ones that are close to you where you live.
And when is this program going to be?
The first one is going to be on Thursday, this Thursday, September 1st, at Lake Anita State Park. And we usually do that one in the campground and right up there by their playground equipment. And that's where we'll have our first one, and that's at 4 p.m. on Thursday, September 1st.
Okay, and then you have another one?
Yes, we're going to be doing one in Lewis down here at Cold Springs Park on a Friday, and that one would be Friday, September 9th.
Okay, a little more than a week later.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And we will be doing that September 9th program at 7 p.m. And that'll be up here at our campground shelter at Cold Springs Park.
Okay. Now, I want to ask, pardon?
We do have one more.
Oh, one more. Three of them.
Yes,
okay.
We're having three. Our other one is actually at Sunnyside Park in Atlantic. And that one will be Saturday, September 10th. And that'll be at 2 p.m., and that'll be up at the Camblin Addition Shelter.
Okay, well, we'll repeat those places and times here before we leave, Laura. You know what? When I think about butterflies, to me, look very delicate. And you talk about tagging them. How difficult is that?
You know, usually for me, catching them and getting them in my net is the hardest part of the whole process.
Uh-huh.
But they are fragile, but we show in the program how to properly hold them so that you don't hurt them and so that, you know, the way you hold them and stick on this little sticker, you know, they'll still be able to fly to Mexico.
Yeah, and that sort of amazes me, too, because you're adding a little bit of weight to them, but we know that they get there because people have found them from here.
Right, and University of Kansas, before they even brought this out to the public, they had it down to a science, pretty much, of how big they should be, how much do they weigh, what kind of sticky adhesive, and I think that was our hardest part, trying to figure out what kind of sticky adhesive would,
mm-hmm.
last.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because the wings are not furry exactly, but they're not a solid surface either.
No, and they've got texture to them. So.
Yes.
Yep, these little stickers are amazing, and then they go down to Mexico, and they literally, there's just a bunch of people, and I know naturalists from Iowa that have gone to Mexico to do this to help them out, to help University of Kansas out, and they just walk around with like a little magnifying glass because they're all sleeping in the trees down there. They go to Mexico to vacation and sleep.
Yes.
I would love to be a monarch someday.
And then, but then they're over, right?
Then they fly back. Yep.
That same butterfly flies back.
That same butterfly flies back from Mexico, and then they lay the first egg just close. You know, they try to get as close to where they came from as possible, and then they lay their eggs. And so that's how we get fresh monarchs living the next summer.
Okay. Now, you talked about how to catch them, and a net probably is the best way. I mean, I have caught one or two just walking up to them when they're kind of covering my everlasting bush, but probably a net is the best way?
Yep, we have a net, and then also at my programs, I show a couple different ways you can, create a little cage that keeps them safe. But if you need to, you know, just sometimes you just catch them and you're not putting the stickers on right away. You know, you can just catch them and kind of put them in something before you, then before you tag them.
Okay. How do people get the stickers? Do they have to come to a program?
They do. They can contact me. They can get me get pre-registered essentially for their kit, and then they can also tell me, you know, what program, some, you know, if they're coming to Sunnyside or Cold Springs, that sort of thing. And then I bring their tagging kit with me, and I show everything on how to do this in the program, so that when you leave that day from the program, you can go off and tag your own with the tagging kit.
Okay. So I know there are some people have been doing this for a long time. Is there a way that they can get tags without coming to the program? I think if you haven't done it, you really need to come to a program. But if you've been doing this for 5 or 6 years.
Yep. I keep a running list of some people that have attended past years programs.
Yep. Okay, so they know all that stuff already. They know how to contact you and how to get their stickers.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Well, this is, if you haven't done this, it's a really unique experience for adults and for kids. I mean, I think you have to have a certain amount of skill to put that, you know, dexterity to put that little sticker on. But even if you can't do that, you can still be involved in the whole process of being there and seeing it done. So kids are welcome, right?
Yes, yes. And usually the kids love to do all the catching for you, and then all you have to do is put on the sticker and write it down. That's the way to go.
That's a good plan, yes. So is there anything else you want to mention other than monarchs?
The only other thing we're going to be having coming up in October, and we're going to be sending out our new newsletter for our Halloween hike. So we're gearing up after we get done with our monarchs. We gear up for our Halloween hike in October.
And if somebody wants to help with that, you always need volunteers.
Yes, we always need volunteers. We always need help for people that want to come and act or be a part of the actual hike, that sort of thing. Again, this year it's going to be before Halloween. It's going to be October 22nd.
Okay, October 22nd. Just if you want to get in on that, you can contact Laura. And if you're not on the newsletter list, how do people do that?
They can either email me or they can also just call the office and give your address on the answering machine.
And your email address is?
It's L. Schwinniger, and that's S-C-H-W-E-N-D-I-N-G-E-R at CASSCOIA.US.
That's Cass County, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And that's a great way to get it. If you have access to email, it's a great way to get it. There was something else I wanted to ask you. Oh, a website. You have a website too, don't you?
Yes. We're at mycountyparks.com, and then you just click on the County of Cass.
Okay. And lots of information there. If you're not familiar with all the parks that are in Cass County, that's one good way to find out about those parks and all the resources that we have that, you know, we sort of get in habits. We go kind of to the same place because that's where we know, and we may be missing out on some great opportunities that we don't know about. So go to the website and figure it out, right?
Yes.
Okay. One more time, let's list the places, times, and dates for the Monarch Butterfly event.
All right. It's going to be this Thursday. It's the first one at Lake Anita State Park at the campground, and that is 4 p.m. on September 1st. And then our next one will be September 9th at Cold Springs Park here in Lewis at 7 p.m. at the campground shelter. And then on Saturday, September 10th, 2 p.m. at Sunnyside in Atlantic, and that'll be the Camblin Edition shelter.
Okay. So we want to thank you very much, Laura Schwinniger, naturalist for Cass County, for getting us set up with the monarchs.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought. Sometimes we get so busy with our own lives and problems that we may not even notice that we've let our friends fly away.